You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell, guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right. Today I have Sohail Basarat on the line, and he's president and CEO over at Rosewater Capital. Sohail, welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam. Excited to be here.
All right, Sohail. So I'm excited to get into today's topic. So, I mean, you're a 29-year-old small business advocate, motivator, and entrepreneur, and you got a lot of things going on. You're running multiple businesses. I can barely run one. I'm excited to get your take and learn more about your journey. But before we get into that, Sohail, so our mission here at Mission Matters is to amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Sohail, what mission matters to you?
The mission that's super important to me with kind of the several different lines of businesses we're involved in, from our I Love Juice Bar concept to our Cowboy Auto Parts business to the commercial real estate portion of our company, is taking care of and creating more opportunities for our staff and our team, and kind of providing a motivation, the education, and moving people within the companies, moving them up and providing more opportunities to everyone in our companies.
That's awesome. So now let's get into your background. So immigrant, moved here from Iran to Dallas when you were 8 years old. I mean, tell us a little bit more about that entrepreneurial journey you've been on.
Yeah, so moving here from Iran, we moved to Dallas, Texas with my parents. And when I moved here, I knew zero English. And just kind of being thrown into a new world and learning how to swim kind of as I went along, it was a big similarity to, I think, opening your own company or opening your first business. That's kind of the difficulties that I faced kind of moving in here, but also having that mental perseverance to kind of continue and not give up.
Man, that's awesome. And so what kind of advice would you, I mean, there's a lot of people listening to this right now, first off. So some are earlier in their career, some are further along. There's a lot of different people. But what kind of advice would you give, you know, those entrepreneurs out there that are listening as they're on their journey? Because like you said, you're thrown into it and you learned and you're thriving. And, you know, there's other people out there that we're recording this in 2021. So, you know, last year wasn't necessarily the best for some people. For some people, it was the best year of their life in terms of business, I mean. So what kind of advice would you give to entrepreneurs that are out there listening to this on their journey?
I think the most important advice I was given to was enjoying the journey as it comes. And I personally think it's not necessarily the destination or how much money you're making or kind of this certain monetary goal. It's all the fun is in the journey. So whether you're having a difficult day, customer issues, staff issues, or supplier issues, which we're facing a lot during this kind of post-COVID time, and just kind of tackling each issue as it comes, but enjoying kind of the processes you have in place and not necessarily looking for a final kind of end goal, but kind of enjoying the entire process is what I would suggest to kind of anyone starting out or even towards the middle or later part of their kind of entrepreneurial journey.
Man, that's great. So let's get into your concepts. So which one do you want to start with? Maybe the I Love Juice Bar. Tell us a little bit more about the concept.
Yeah, so the I Love Juice Bar concept, we started a little over 4 years ago. And it's a juice and smoothie and kind of healthy food concept that I think it plays an important role with kind of everyone becoming more aware kind of the health benefits and kind of taking care of our body and putting kind of what you put in your body is what you get out. So what separates us from some of our competitors in that space is we use whole fruits and vegetables. So if you go to kind of some of the older concepts in that space, they use a lot of ice in their smoothies or sugars, syrups, and things of that nature, where we actually don't carry any ice in our stores or use or have any sugar in the stores. We use the whole like frozen strawberries, frozen bananas, frozen blueberries, and then you taste the quality and you taste the difference for sure.
Man, that's awesome. And let's keep going down the line to some of the other businesses. So you're also an auto parts, some Rosewater Capital. Tell us more of this portfolio as it grows. Because like I said, we were warming up in the pre-call, I'm like, man, how do you do it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's fun and it's challenging. A little background was I actually studied finance in college. And when I started my first job, it was more in the private equity and the investment management field. And I did that for 2 years out of college. But I always had that entrepreneurial itch in my system. And I always wanted to try something and see how it went. So we kind of started in the real estate world in the beginning and bought several kind of warehouses and industrial properties. And then the next line of the business was the Cowboy Auto Parts, which we opened up. And the model on that is basically recycling and taking parts that are from current vehicles, whether they were like an insurance auto auctions and things of that nature, and taking those parts and the good parts and OEM parts and selling them to consumers. And that, I think there's multiple benefits to that, where you're obviously getting the parts cheaper, but you're also helping the environment in a small bit, where taking these parts instead of building new parts and kind of putting them back into the community. And then the last portion, which was the most recent one, is again the I Love Juice Bar concept. And as you can tell, these are all different businesses in several different industries, and each industry has its own problems that you have to, and its own challenges and its own opportunities at the end of the day. So it's super exciting for sure.
So you're part of the Goldman Sachs 10,000 small businesses, and then you're also very active in the Dallas small business community. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Yes, yeah, so the Goldman Sachs 10,000 small businesses program is a nationwide program where they basically select cohorts for each year, and they put together a group of people, kind of go through an interview process and narrow it down to 30 or 40 different businesses. And what's beautiful about it is there's different businesses from all industries. So in our cohort, we had lawyers, we had accountants, the dentist office, factory manufacturing, juice bar. So you're bringing in different ideas, different strategies, different challenges, and everyone sits together and we have a kind of multiple sessions throughout the week for a few months, and the program goes. And you're bringing different backgrounds, and I learned a lot. I think the biggest, the simplest way to put it is it's an MBA program with small businesses kind of brought in together, and you all learn from each other's struggles, and they do a great job. And I highly suggest any small business owners out there to definitely Google it, search their communities, and all the major cities in the U.S. have this program.
Man, that's awesome. So Hale, first off, it's been great having you on the show. I love bringing mission-based companies on the show and sharing them with my audience, and you definitely have a strong mission out there. So if somebody wants to follow up and connect and learn more about their businesses or connect as an entrepreneur or your companies in general, like how do people follow up?
Yeah, so the easiest way to reach me directly is I would say LinkedIn, and I think everyone that I know is pretty much on the LinkedIn website. So just search my name And I check my messages daily. So if you want to ever reach out, connect, network, I'm always open to helping anyone out there and kind of growing the network. And I'm also a big advocate of small businesses. And I think during these times, we all need to help each other, provide kind of suggestions, grow together. And what I've learned in my small business journey is you can learn from anyone you come across. You're definitely going to pick up something. And you may not use it today, but down the road, those suggestions and helpful things do come great.
Fantastic. Well, Sohail, really appreciate you again coming on the show. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. Hope you're out there pursuing your mission. Don't forget, hit that subscribe button. Definitely want you to be a return listener or return viewer if you're on our YouTube channel. And Sohail, thanks again for coming to the show. It's been fun.
Thank you, Adam.